This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Many farmers in the Southeast are still figuring out what to do after the wind and rain wrecked barns and fields. But even before Hurricane Florence, produce prices were down, labor costs were up. And as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, some North Carolina farmers wonder whether it's worth the struggle.
Birch Farms is one of the largest vegetable growers in North Carolina. The family farm covers 8,000 acres in the southeastern part of the state. The Birches grow broccoli, sweet potatoes, and a bunch of leafy greens. Little Jimmy Birch and his dad, Big Jimmy, are sitting behind a computer with Microsoft Excel open. They're crunching numbers in the office adjacent to the fields. Little Jimmy says, "I caught him on a bad day.
This morning, right before lunch, we were notified that we've lost three major customers that we had last year just due to contract pricing."
He says Birch Farms can't afford to lower prices. Their labor costs are up $4 per hour from just 3 years ago. Their employees are mostly migrant workers from Central America here on a government-sponsored visa program. They earn $11.50 an hour and get free housing and transportation.
Then we got our customers pushing us down on price. For the past 3 years, we've been told by all of our customer base, we got to get lower, lower, lower.
The Birches could significantly lower labor costs if they could hire locals. Minimum wage in North Carolina is $7.25 an hour, and locals don't get free housing. But Big Jimmy says, unfortunately,
nobody wants to work on a farm. Not in the fields, anyway. Nobody. That's just the way it is. I mean, Americans are raised not to want to work on a farm.
Big Jimmy is in his 60s. Most of the farmers he knows are about the same age. According to census numbers, the average age of a farmer in the U.S. is 58. Getting young people excited about farming is tough. They want to make money. And Larry Wooten, president of the North Carolina Farm Bureau, says these days the margins in farming are lousy.
When you lost $58 billion nationally in net farm income in 5 years, that's pretty discouraging to a young person graduating from college thinking about going back into production agriculture.
Little Jimmy Birch grew up on the farm, but at 42, he says he's already burned out. He's considering getting out of the business.
When your customers don't care and their customers don't care, so the end consumer don't care. We're questioning why are we killing ourselves to do this? Because we don't have to. It's our passion, we want to, but when you're not appreciated and you start feeling that, it hurts you.
His dad, Big Jimmy, has a simpler way of putting it.
Nobody gives a shit about a farmer. It's a sad thing to say, but nobody cares.
The United Nations estimates that worldwide food production will need to double by 2050 to keep up with population growth. The Birch family, along with agriculture economists around the world, say they don't have any idea who's going to grow it. In Fayzen, North Carolina, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.